will come to order. I guess this is the first order of business, the approval of minutes of past meetings. All right, there's one for July 9th. Is the assessor going to be with us this morning?
No, but he has to be. He has a representative here, doesn't he?
Linda Henson is coming in.
Can we call that office and have them come on down? Because I think that's statutory requirement.
Okay. I've got a question related to his testimony at that day or so.
Well, no, they're having the assessor's convention, or all the state assessors are at the Chateau, and Taney County's hosting it.
So he's living it up out at the Chateau so while we're working.
While we're working, he's out there at the Chateau. But they all... Taney County's been fortunate enough to host that for the last, three years, Bob?
I think so. They had it last year. I went to the shrimp boil last year.
Yeah, and,
why are we fortunate for, do we have to foot the bill?
No.
No, it's a...
The assessors from down here, Stone and Taney, they have to do the work.
They have to do the work, but everybody, that we reap the benefits of their tax dollars and...
They come and spend their dollars here.
I was weaker. Sure shocked on the hear this morning about Dennis Wood. I didn't know that.
He's been lobbying for that for a while.
That kind of surprised me.
What's that?
He resigned and being appointed as the Stone County Presiding Commissioner.
Quit the House reps.
I heard he was lobbying for that about 3-4 weeks ago.
Was it pay more than the representative?
There we go.
He's termed out as a representative. He'd be done at the end of next year anyway.
Yeah, but still, I mean, a year and a half, I thought, you know.
He must have run for presiding commissioner, I think.
Good morning.
Okay. Minutes, first of all, of May 14th. You've all received copies of this, I assume. I know I got mine by email.
Yes,
and if you don't have a copy, I have a copy here for you.
Is this one we missed way back earlier or something? And just
well, we probably didn't meet in June, regular BOE, until July. And we had a regular session in July during summer BOE, and we probably just didn't take the time to approve the minutes.
Are there any additions or corrections to this minutes of May 14th?
So what you're telling us is this, that we, this isn't any error, it's just been an oversight as far as getting these minutes approved. There wasn't any thing that had to be corrected or anything
like
that.
No, there's nothing.
We just entered summer BOE without these being approved.
Yeah.
I move to approve the minutes of the Board of Equalization for May 14th, 2009.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. 4-0. All right, then the month minutes for July 9th.
And this is when we broke out of summer BOE session that one day. Take care of regular BOE.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't convened until 2:15. Any corrections or additions?
Make a motion to approve July 9th.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. 4-0. Now the minutes of July 17th. This is the one that I saw it and got totally, totally confused and a little unhappy. We had a meeting July 17th canceled because it said there wasn't enough to take up. And then by the three commissioners, two by telephone and only one by here, who evidently appointed himself chairman.
I appointed him chairman.
Oh, you didn't say that. And it just says, due to my absence, well, I wasn't notified.
I believe that was an emergency meeting. I remember the meeting. It was upstairs. We had to do something for Sheila's office. Yes, go ahead.
That's my understanding, is that there was a property, or more than one property, that was going to appear in the paper to be published and noticed as properties that were going to be sold at the tax sale. And evidently there were problems that needed to be corrected, and once those problems were corrected, they wouldn't need to be published. I don't know if it saved any money, but it may have saved some money on the publication costs, plus it avoided having people's properties published that really shouldn't have been published in the tax sale publication. And that was able to be affected by having that meeting. And I don't believe the information that needed to be corrected was brought to the BOE or to the commissioners until after the original July 17th meeting had already been canceled. So they held an emergency meeting to correct that situation. Otherwise, if they hadn't had the meeting that day, they would have had to put those in the paper and had them appear and be published. So that's why they held the meeting that day.
And as an emergency meeting as listed, Bob, that means that that day those things were brought forward, and none of the rest of us, Dr. Rose, even Chuck and I weren't present, but they had to have these things done because we were going to have people erroneous assessments and things like that were going to be put on the tax sale, which would have not been good for the...
I think we did try to call everybody, but it was one of those, we got to have this meeting now, it's an emergency, it's going to print if we don't take care of it. And so we did our best to try and contact everybody. I'm not sure if you in Colorado are here at that time.
Dave and I were both here. Yeah. We didn't get called.
Well, do you remember us calling them?
I was busy with summer BOE. I don't believe I was involved in organizing that.
No, I think if this happens in the future, I just want to say, I think all members need to be called, at least notified there is such a thing going on.
I have some suggested changes to the minutes, though, given what the discussions I've had with Mr. Rose earlier. First of all, perhaps starting off the minutes by saying the meeting originally scheduled for July 17th, 2009 had been canceled. However, pursuant to RISMO 138-100, the Board of Equalization, due to an emergency, scheduled a meeting on July 17th, 2009 to discuss erroneous assessments, clerical errors, just as it reads. The following members were present, just as it reads. Jim Strophis was appointed as temporary chairman by the Tama County Clerk due to Bob Rose's absence because of the short notice of the meeting.
I would rather just have that left off.
Okay, because of the short notice of the meeting off.
Clerk appointed Jim Strophis as the temporary chairman. Fine.
Okay, that's fine. We'll leave due to Bob Rose's absence off. Jim Strophis moved to approve the following real estate abatements, which were written to correct erroneous or double assessments. And here's where I made a change. Which will permit the respective parcels to be removed from the tax sale, period. The meeting had to be held on short notice, or the parcels would have appeared in the newspaper publication as properties to be sold at the tax sale, period. Chuck Pennell seconded the motion, and it passed by a vote of 3-0. Leave off who voted which way, because the statutes in Missouri say that roll call votes, if a roll call vote is necessary, you can't vote unless you're present. And two people weren't present, a roll call vote wasn't necessary. So it's really unnecessary and confusing to have a roll call vote listed. So if it just says, and it passed by a vote of 3-0, it would be probably...
Can I ask why that matters?
Dr.
Rose raised the issue of can they even vote, and I told him that it was... If a roll call vote was necessary, they wouldn't be able to vote. So to clarify the situation, I was just removing how
you're saying voted. Because we have it listed who voted, that makes it seem like it's a roll call vote.
Right.
So we need to remove it so it's just 3-0.
Clarify so it's just 3-0.
That's all I want to do.
Leave it in, I'm fine, but it makes it...
Questionable? We don't want any questions.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I want.
And then other than that, Nothing.
Okay, and Bob, could I? Yeah, we'll need that. But I wanted to bring up that you said that there was a scheduled meeting on the 17th that was canceled, and then this emergency meeting came up. But keep in mind that the one that was scheduled would have been summer BOE session, and this is a regular Board of Equalization. So
there was no...
I make a motion to table until Bob can clarify with what he said, because he went through a great number of details, and if you'll just get those clarified with the clerk with what he said, I make a motion to table, and then we can approve what's written.
Does that disturb you if we hold off on approval on that one?
I would just as soon protect the
Bob,
BOE.
I'll bring it up again.
The thing that she added, the meeting originally scheduled, it was a summer BOE meeting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, the summer BOE meeting, originally scheduled for July 17, 2009, had been canceled. However, pursuant to RISMO 138-100, the Board of Equalization, due to an emergency, scheduled a
regular
BOE meeting on July 17th, 2009 to discuss erroneous assessments, and then just as is. Jim Stropas was appointed as temporary chairman by the Taney County Clerk, period. Jim Stropas moved to approve the following real estate abatements which were written to correct erroneous double assessments, which will permit the respective parcels to be removed from the tax sale, period. The meeting had to be held on short notice, or the parcels would have appeared in the newspaper publication as properties to be sold at the tax sale. Chuck Pennell seconded the motion, and it passed by a vote of 3-0. Everything else exactly as it was.
I move that the
minutes as amended be approved.
Okay, wait a minute now. Danny moved to table it, and Dave seconded it.
I'm seconding it.
To table.
Because I can't follow everything he said without reading it. I can sit here and listen to him, but kind of...
Well,
until I see it down in writing, I want to...
Right, he said BOAE meeting. just trying to correct
that. I
can go type these up here in just a few minutes and come right back. That would help.
If there's been very little laughter in these meetings, and I just think this was
time to
have a laugh. So, anyway...
Can you do that? You say in a few minutes?
I can do it in a few minutes. If you can just, I'll just excuse myself and I'll be back.
Go there with.
Go there forth and right.
Okay, so we're temporary table, no vote. We're just holding.
All right. Yeah.
All right. The Board of Equalization meeting on August 13th. In paragraph 4, County Assessor James Strahan discussed the results of the summer BOE on the political subdivisions. Can you very, in a thumbnail way, tell me what he said?
Yes, sir.
Since I would think this affects the outcome of the way we look at ourselves.
I disagree, sir. We're only required by statute to include the date, the time, the location, the members present, and any motions taken. We are not required to put anything else in the minutes. If an individual directs us to do that, we're happy to do that. But as far as the law is concerned, we've met the law.
Do you have the tapes available?
Yes, sir. And everything was on the air and is on our website.
We can table it, I reckon, and give you a chance to listen to it, Dr. Rose.
If you tell me that I can listen to it and just see what it was so that I know, I don't object to...
Yeah, if you'll stop by my office before you leave, we can show you how to get to it.
Just pull that one section in there. I'd kind of like to hear what his reactions were, because
no,
the time we passed it, they were very negative.
Well, we try not to focus on the negative or the positive, just the facts.
All in favor of approval?
I need a motion.
Motion.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. 4-0.
What do we want to do first? Shall we deal with these? Talk about these? Letters that have just come in.
Next, we have some letters that have come in. These are letters that the assessor's office sent out to condo owners and that we have just now received. My concern is that we're taking action on these well after BOE if we make a decision to change these classifications. Do they have copies?
No, they don't.
I don't know that you actually need copies because it's just a matter of do we take the action or not. There's got to be some kind of a cutoff point. If we're going to have a cutoff point for hearing other individuals.
Wasn't that in one of these minutes about October 19th?
That was for...
That was October 31st, and that would be for people who just now got an increase notice to appeal. This is different.
This is a classification notice.
These are classification changes that were sent up by the assessor's office back in March of 2009, yeah. And we're just now getting them.
Well, they're just now returning them back to us.
Mm-hmm. You all just got them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's September the 1st.
Motion to deny.
Second.
A classification on real estate property, meaning like agricultural to?
No,
these
commercial.
Are all
nightly rental.
Condos.
Residential versus commercial.
Exactly.
Now this one, I will say though, Sheila Burkhart told me that this one was an assessor error. Somehow they just didn't get it corrected in the program correctly. And so... This one is coming back through.
So you've got one. You've got one erroneous assessment, is what you're telling us.
According to the assessor's office, yes.
Okay.
Which one is that?
But I seconded David's motion on the...
On the others.
On the others. Change of classification.
Because that'd be a different situation.
Totally.
There.
So can you tell me the areas or condo names?
Does it matter?
Yeah, I think it does matter.
Since you asked, because I have, let me explain why, Donna, because right. We've got, what's the name of the subdivision you live in, Dr. Rhodes? Lakewood Estates? We've got letters going to Lakewood Estates that these people have to send in, and I think there's some other condos in the area that don't have any nightly rentals. It's not allowed even. And would you let me please finish?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm sorry.
The reason that I'd like to know which ones is because I don't believe it's fair that these people should have to go through this year after year filling these forms out when it's not even possible in their subdivision. The assessor could identify those and not bother sending them out each year. And so if those units are in some of those condos, I think we ought to consider.
I think that's an excellent point, Mr. Pennell. And in saying that, since we know that there are condominium groups that are that way, perhaps at the beginning of summer BOE, we could make a motion that all condos classification be checked by the clerk's office and that classification made residential at the beginning of summer BOE, then we don't have to deal with these individuals having to do their letters. Of course, we don't want that to become a public issue because it may stop some other individuals at other condos from sending in their letters. This needs to be an
internal
administrative act.
Or you could just simply ask the assessor to identify those and put them in his program and not bother sending those letters out either.
It may be mandated by the state, though, that we have to
Could you bring us that statute when you find
it out? I bet you this is part of the, well, you do whatever you want and we'll try to support you. You've heard that conversation we had with the state, and I'm pretty sure that's the case. So that wouldn't matter as long as you were getting them out to those that needed it.
Yeah. Now, these are all condos.
No, it's not on your list. These are just these letters.
I'll read them to him.
Okay.
We got a Fox Point at Branson Hills. This is Lake Condos, Holiday Hills Resort. This one is Place View, Palace View Place Condos, Fall Creek Resort Condos, Woodlands Condos.
Those all have nightly rentals, I believe.
I didn't write that.
Do, am I reading this correctly? Do two of these condos belong to the assessor and he did not put in a thing to change?
No.
Belong to the assessor? He doesn't own any condos.
They're not on your list, Dr. Rose.
These that we're talking about
condos
is not
are
on
not
that
on that list.
What list are we talking about?
The list
we're not
you're
talking
looking
about
at.
Any list. We're talking about letters that she's holding over
oh,
there.
Okay.
It's not on what you're looking at there.
So, but those letters you're holding are several of these ones that we do have?
No.
Or
they're not on your list.
No.
Okay. They're not on your list.
They have nothing to do with this.
Okay. Okay, we had to make a decision.
Okay.
We have a motion from Dave Oliphant to refuse the classifications, and Danny Strahan has seconded it.
Since we know we've got one, that there was an error, I'd like to, out of mercy, say we change our motion and do them all. Give them all the classification change they're asking that they should be, they've asked for, even though they are.
Now, this is just simply, are you on the nightly rental program or not? And these are people who are saying they are not. They've been so classified.
That's correct.
But again, the issue is we're past summer BOE, and this is September the 1st or some of these dates we're getting this stuff. August 20th.
And that's, I agree, is a very valid point. But again, since this is in the big condo mess and we don't have any statutes, I don't think, to go on. And anyhow.
They'll come in and want an abatement, so you're
going
to have to deal with them again.
I respect. My concern, I agree compassion-wise with what you're saying, Chuck, but if we do these, then what about when the tax notices are sent out and somebody sees that and says, oh my gosh, you know, I'm commercial and I shouldn't be, I need to go in, and then somebody comes in and pays their taxes, and this January they think about it and they say, oh, I shouldn't have done that, and they come in and want a refund, you know. This is what concerns me, is how ongoing this could be.
We have a motion on the floor and a second. All in favor of that motion to deny these, say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Aye. Vote is 2-2, so the motion fails.
3-1, you mean?
2-2.
2-2.
I'm sorry.
The motion was to deny them. The motion failed. 2-2 tie.
I have a statement to make before the BOE. I got sick and tired and fed up last year with drawing lines in the sand, which were never stated by me, to draw a line in the sand, but we'd set a date, and then we would move the date. The line in the sand was moved, and then we would move the date again, and then we would move the date again. And as we did that, we ran BOE all the way up into next year, which, as we started this year, as we review the minutes, we'll see that Commissioner Pennell made a statement to draw another line in the sand, and now we're moving that line again.
Is this actually 2-2 in a denial, or 2-2 as a tie, and we'll have to bring it back up?
Again, we do not have our full complement here because one person did not attend. I suppose, in order to clear the air, I'm going to reverse it and say I move that they be changed. Is there a second to that?
Which way did you vote?
Mm-hmm.
Which way did you vote?
Opposed it.
You opposed it, so can you bring it up again?
That motion died. He's doing a new motion.
Motion died.
It's a different motion.
Okay.
Right?
So he's doing your motion to grant.
To grant the letter.
So there's no second to that.
Correct. Okay. But that's what he's trying to make a motion. That Donna's
I'm just trying to clear the air.
That's fine. I'm just trying to get my head on straight, trying to follow the way we did before. Okay, so you're making a motion?
Chuck second it.
I'll second it.
Now this will probably tie the other way.
Probably tie vote.
All in favor, say aye.
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 No.
No.
So that also failed. I guess we have to table it until we have a full complement.
Should we give Jim a call? Let him see if he's available by phone and
to you guys if you want to do that.
I mean, if that's what where we're at, we just want to get the job done.
I'll tell you what, though, there's really at the stage that we're at right now in all the process, there's really nothing we can do right now anyway until the books go to the collector, right, Donna?
You're right.
There's
we're
no
trying
changes.
To get this done in advance.
So
when do they go to the collector?
That's fine.
Sometime in October.
So we could wait.
Okay.
So we have an October next. What's the date of our October meeting?
It would be the second Thursday of October.
Is that before it goes to the assessor?
To the collector, you mean?
I mean the collector.
I believe so.
Just to be clear, if anything is in question, we would give a list to the collector and have her hold those tax bills and not send them out, and then let her know they're going before BOE.
I'd like to just make a comment. I see where Danny and Dave are coming from. This line in the sand thing. I got to admit that I'm a little more lax on that than they are. But I've voted a number of times to deny it when things haven't gone before. But when I look at something like five people here, we don't know why. I know I brought a deal in this morning, and I'm going back and tell her the results. A woman that came to me about her tax increases. She, because her neighbors had gotten those, called the assessor's office and said, was I supposed to get one? All the people around me did. Something might be wrong. And she kept the envelope, and it was postmarked that afternoon. All of a sudden, her tax notice was in the mail. Now, that doesn't mean the mail post office didn't lose it. It doesn't mean that the assessor's office didn't get it out. We don't know. But these things, for talking a few of them, that we don't know why they didn't get it in. It's just, for people that live in these places, it's more than an imposition if they're charged commercial rates on one of these cheaper condos. And the places that you just laid out here are the kind that are generally under $100,000. They're not people with a lot of money.
These are two. They're each from Talent LLC. These two condos are owned by Talent LLC. And they're both requesting to be, one is in Lake Condos, Holiday Hills, the other one is Fox Point, Branson Hills. Both these condos owned by this corporation, they're saying, are not in the nightly rental program.
Are they saying that they've been converted over to monthly rental?
They didn't say anything.
They didn't say anything?
No, we just have the letter from the assessor's office.
Oh, that little deal, that's right.
Yeah.
Linda, I was assuming earlier that you send those out each year. Is that correct? Or do you, when they're set, you leave them there?
No, we send them out.
Because this is the second year we've done this, right?
Yeah.
The use can change in an even numbered year.
Yeah.
That's what I assumed that you did it each year, and I got to thinking that
every year.
I ought to ask. Oh, so you do it every other year?
Every other year.
Yeah, but can't the use change in an even numbered year?
If the owner changed, or even if the owner didn't change, they
but
could change the
use. But the letter
doesn't
go out.
Right. We usually don't hear from them unless we send them a letter.
I know it's 2 years off, but...
And there is a deadline on these letters to return it by April the 15th.
If there was a, kind of going back to what Bob brought up, if there was a slot on there for them to check, I use this condominium for a monthly rental, or I live in this, or is my my personal residence, or vacation.
Or it's on a long term rent.
And long term. That's what I'm saying by monthly or long term, because monthly changes the use of it back to residential. And anybody can put down on there, no, I don't use it in nightly rental, and we have no idea whether they do or not, but if they would state that, then we would have a better idea of what the use of it is, and that's just something that maybe in the future could be added to that letter. I don't know. But it would at least clarify some stuff. And
Mr. Paulson, I was going to ask you a question on the, well, we have a tie vote. We had this discussion last year, and I'm a little fuzzy on where we were at. When we have a tie vote among the, there's only four of us instead of five show up. How does, what is the result of a tie vote?
The result is the motion doesn't pass, whatever it was. I don't know what it was. It doesn't mean that it was disapproved. It just means that it wasn't approved. So whatever the status quo is remains.
Well, we're going to bring it back up as a tie because that's what we did during summer BOE. We brought several back up that had a 2-2 vote or whatever, and we brought them back up later.
That's fine.
I'll make a motion to table until next meeting with full membership.
Second.
Hopefully that we have full membership.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe we can work a phone thing out if I have to.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
4-0.
Before we leave that, there was one, Linda, that was right. An assessor's error. Sorry. That we were voting on.
Right.
Okay.
This is Bobby and Nancy Johnson. They have a condo at Fall Creek, and they sent this in April 6th, but evidently there was just something that got missed in the computer, and it's still set at commercial. It needs to be changed to residential.
Yes.
Motion to move to residential.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. 4-0. Change it to residential. All right, our legal counsel has come back with an amended version of the July 17th Board of Equalization meeting. Is there a motion to accept this as amended?
I'll move to accept it.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye.
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 4-0. Accepted.
Right.
Okay, now are we ready for your...
Okay, let's go to the real estate. The assessor's office has written 3 real estate abatements. 2010-0278 is just an erroneous assessment. It was deleted and combined with another parcel, so this one needs to be taken to zero. Now, this is for 2009 real estate, so again, this one, we really can't do any work on this. We're just kind of trying to get as much of this approved as we can so that once those books go to the collector, we can pull that tax bill and actually do the work in the tax book. But we can't actually physically fix this yet. But if we can at least get it approved, and it's just a clerical, an erroneous assessment because it was deleted and combined with another parcel.
Motion to approve 2010-0278.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. 4-0.
Okay. 2010-0291. This Tim Houchins brought to us. He said that it was combined with another parcel, and so this was... Or actually, no, I'm sorry, it was not combined. This was a duplicate of another parcel, so this is a double assessment. And he said this one needed to be taken to zero. And the kicker on this is that the one that it was a duplicate of, which is abatement number 2010-0307, that parcel belongs to the city of Branson. So that one is going to have to be taken to 02. So basically, the first one was a duplicate. We're taking it out. The second one belongs to the city of Branson, so we're exempting it.
So is this something that Halbert's sold to the city of Branson? And they got a bill on it, and the city of Branson got one?
Well, nobody's got a bill on it yet. It's 2009.
Well, I mean, is that what the, I mean, the assessment showed?
Anything owned by the city even one day out of the year is exempt for the entire year.
Right.
As far as the duplicate about the Halberts, I'm not sure how all that, how it all came down. He just said this, that parcel was a duplicate of the city of Branson one.
Okay. Motion to approve abatement number 2010-0291 and 2010-0307.
If that was the case, though, wouldn't that, it's all the same all the way across except for all third one from the right, it, one is 001 and the other is 002. In other words, the property number is not, is one digit off.
Yeah, that's where the error came. It was in that number.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. 4-0.
The rest of the abatements that have been written that are in the real estate portion of your list were written because after the August 5th, 2009 infamous summer BOE motion to reduce by 50% all increases. After that motion was made, and after the changes were made in all the parcels, all the 15,000 parcels, there were a few, there was about six parcels where we found that they were decreased, but they should not have been. They maybe should not have been because they were, it was a classification change, or because it was a Marysville property case, or because it was an income approach property, or in one case, because it was Jim Strahan's personal property that we had a state tax commission order on it to set it at a certain place. So basically, in error, we found six parcels that were decreased, and they shouldn't have been. So what we have done as the clerk's office is we have written an abatement to completely take to zero the erroneous change that was made, and then we've done an add-on that is going to put it back up where it should have been to begin with. Okay. So all the rest that's on your list are those situations.
You said six of them, mm-hmm. And there's 10 on here.
Okay, let's see here.
Lost Tree has four, Strahan two,
Lawyer's Title
two.
You said the State Tax Commission lowered Jim's property taxes?
No.
Five parcels.
They said it. You can't.
Yeah, I know they said it. Okay. Was that lower or higher than it was before?
I would imagine it went up, but the fact is the BOE cannot change what the State Tax Commission does.
Right.
I was just wondering if they had lowered after they were complaining that we were not being assessed high enough, if they went in.
No, he made the statement, I believe, in a meeting that it was his one up. So that's why there's two of these. One is to take it zero, and the other one's an add-on.
You got it. And there's five parcels.
Right. Okay, so that's why there's 10 on
there.
Some
of them were 10.
Is there a need for them to act? I mean, basically what you're saying is they made a motion, and it was implemented, but six of them were, whatever, were implemented wrong, and in order to conform to their motion, it needs to be changed. You're asking them to approve the change so that it reflects what they've already approved.
Because the book, excuse me, the books are closed to us right now.
Right.
We cannot make any changes right now because we've already balanced, sent all of the information out to the political subdivisions and to the state. So we can't change the books at this time without documentation.
I got you.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Some of these were splits. I think we should go through and explain each one to you. The James Strahan, I think that's easy. And that's 0309 and... Well, both of these are 0309. What's that?
No, Strahan is 314 and 315.
Oh, I'm sorry. I looked at the wrong number. It's 0314 and 0315. Those are easy because those are state ordered. Then we have, go ahead.
Okay, this was a Marysville property.
This is a Marysville property.
On Lost Tree.
This is the other one. That's
so it shouldn't
316
been,
and 317.
So it shouldn't have been reduced.
No. What is this one?
Same thing.
Okay.
Just a different parcel.
319 and 318. Then lawyer's title insurance. What was this one?
That was a classification change.
In your motion, you said anything that had a classification change where we did the classification change, they did not get the 50% decrease. Since we did a classification change for them, we can't apply the 50%, and that's our fault. We didn't flag it. So when the computer did its stuff, it picked it up and did the 50% on it.
That's what we just discussed. These were taken to 01, and the other one is to take it back up.
Yes.
So I'm making a motion to approve 2010-0316, 0317, 0318, 0319, 0320, 0321, 0322, 0323.
Okay. Would you? Can we include 0314 and 0315?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mark those. Yes. Also, 2010-0314 and 0315.
Second it.
All in favor say aye.
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 Abstain. I'm not sure of the properties that are involved in James's deal.
James.
Well, you're safe and you got enough votes, so.
I know. That's I'm abstaining because I don't have a description.
Thank you. That takes care of all the real estate. And what's left is just...
what are all these ones on the front?
Personal property. Oh. And some refunds. Let's start with those. Okay. All of these are 2008, tax year 2008. So I know that that's always a major consideration in refunds.
Less than 2,500?
No, these are refunds.
Okay.
Okay, and these would be for various reasons. Like, you know, the taxpayer listed the wrong vehicle on their form, listed the wrong year on their form, listed a three-quarter ton instead of a half ton, wrong year on the vehicle. This one, they sent in an assessment twice and paid twice. This one, they didn't mark a vehicle off of their assessment list. And these are all, I can give you the assessed values on these if that would give you an idea of how much of a refund we're talking about. One of them is $100 assessed value. Oh, about... $2,800 assessed value, about a $1,600 assessed value, a $500 assessed value, $600 assessed value, $2,300 assessed value, and $100 assessed value.
I don't know that that has any value in our decision, but that's all right.
Is that the case on every one of these listed here?
No.
Just
I can read off the numbers on these.
All right.
Just the refunds.
All righty.
One of the good things is they're attaching the Missouri Department of Revenue sheet. This is the proof from the Missouri Department of Revenue showing what they actually own according to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they did pay the taxes in 2008, and now they're asking for a refund. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. What numbers?
Okay. This is abatement number 2010-0279. 0281, 0286, 0287, 0288, 0290, and 0298.
Motion for approval.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, next.
These are personal properties abatements where we're completely wiping out the bill because a corrected bill was already written and in most cases paid. These are all under $2,500 assessed value. The abatement numbers are 282, 293, 294, 295, 299, 300, 302, 304, and 305.
Cindy, would you repeat that? What was the reason on these?
These are all under $2,500, and that's the reason. I've cat it in the past,
right,
passed those without
but these are
really knowing a reason. There's a variety of reasons, but we're taking them all to zero because there was an error of some kind, and a new bill has been written.
Okay.
So this has to wipe out the old bill.
Similar reasons to the previous ones, they're just not refunds.
Right.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Four no.
Okay, the rest of them are going to be personal property over $2,500. And because they're over $2,500, I'm categorizing them for you so you know just the different situations. There's two of them here where the taxpayer wrote down the wrong year or the model on their assessment sheet. Some of them are for previous years, like one of these is for 2007, but it really doesn't. It's not a refund, so that doesn't seem.
This is
what are they putting
the
it in for if it's not a refund?
Pardon me?
Why are they putting it in if it's not a refund?
Cleaning up the tax book so that
it's
it starts
not a refund. They probably have a 2-year tag and they went in to pay their tag and they realized there was a mistake, and so a new bill was written. Now we're getting rid of the old one.
Right.
Okay. Okay. What numbers are these?
These are numbers 0285 and 0297.
Make a motion to approve those two.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Personal property over $2,500. These are where the taxpayer did not own the vehicle on the first of whichever year it may be. Most of them are 2008, but there might be some older ones in here. These are numbers 0284.
Now, these people have to show evidence of that, or we just take their word for it?
There is evidence on every single one of these. On this one, for example, here is the Department of Revenue search that shows what they actually owned. Here's a copy of their assessment sheet. So it's verified by the state.
Okay. It's excellent documentation.
Yeah, they always do a really good job.
Okay, that was...
Okay, these were 0284, 0289, 0296, and 0308.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 1-0. There's two more.
Two more remaining. 0301. This is a personal property over $2,500. We're taking out this tax bill because there was a mobile home on it that was also assessed on the real estate account. And so we're taking this one to zero, and a new personal property bill has been written and paid.
And it's already been written and paid. Okay, motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
What is 303?
Well, 303. This one is for $11,720 that we're taking out because a new bill was written for $9,900, and basically the assessor just picked up the wrong valuation on this car. It's a to Lexus, and they wrote down the wrong valuation. They used the wrong year when they were figuring. So.
Erroneous assessment.
Erroneous assessment, taking out the old, the new one is.
Motion to approve the abatement.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right.
I've got still got one non-checked, and it was did I just miss it? 299.
Yeah, that was a duplicate less than 2,500 where a new bill had already been written.
All right.
What have you now?
That's all I have.
All righty then.
Is there any other business? I'd like. Clarification, maybe something needs is or something going to be done on this thing, on the idea of that the members of the board would not have any reduction in taxes because of the action taken in July. As of right now, any one of us pays the full thing that was given if we got an increase, and if that's what we want. Fine. But it wasn't clear. I asked Cindy this morning and she read it. First of all, there was a motion to exempt myself. That passed. Then I had a motion to exempt you. That passed. And you had a motion to negate both the previous two motions.
What?
You negated the two that exempted us from the
I'm not understanding. You say we made a motion to negate?
Yeah.
We in other words, voted on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In other words, the way it was left, then all the board members would have to pay. They wouldn't get the reduction if there was a 2009 increase.
Right.
Well, how can that be corrected? I don't think it's fair. Just go sit on the board for that. But how can you know? Without there being a conflict of interest or something, how can we do that?
The only way you can do it is
have each person not set on the board for that particular thing, and then have another one. Is that?
It's just like whenever Mr. Pennell were to get a refund for mileage, he can't vote on it, but the other two commissioners can.
Okay.
Was the reduction on condos?
I'm sorry, what?
The reduction was strictly on condos, right?
No.
No,
it was.
2009
increase.
50% of any 2009 increase.
And then you had your exceptions.
So based on that, I would make a motion that the 2009 taxes for Bob Rose be assessed in the same manner as all the other increases by cutting it in half.
Do you want us to just apply the motion?
To be applied to the regular motion,
okay,
and be treated the same as every other taxpayer.
Would that include Chuck Pendle because there was also
that's
one
just separate.
And
that way we can have a.
We just didn't have time to get to you. My feeling was, frankly, that. We shouldn't be treated differently than anybody else, certainly not given any special privileges.
That's right. Why I'm making this motion.
But you told me that you had a tax increase.
Well, we're doing one at a time.
Okay, all right.
Because you can't vote on this.
Okay, that's right.
Know? And so that's why we do it one at a time. That still leaves us three people to vote. And
okay, so Bob Rose, there's a motion to treat him the same as other taxpayers and apply the motion.
Is there a second?
And we'll put the date of the motion in there.
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I voted again the whole stinking thing taking place like that, so I'm not going to vote on it. You guys can do the three there and however you want to do it.
I can't vote.
Chuck can he, on those two. And I voted again. I was the only one to vote again the whole thing. It's the reduction, so I'm not going to vote on the reduction.
But
if you three went, I didn't vote for the reduction for everybody else. You see what I'm saying? I hope you understand where I'm coming from.
I understand.
Then two aye and two abstain.
Abstain.
Two to abstain? Because he's not voting no, he's just abstaining.
I vote no on it, but I won't.
I'll make a motion, or I'll move, that any increase on the property taxes of property owned by Chuck Pennell be given the same treatment as the other general tax reductions.
Now, second.
Just to verify, I've got a new construction, and that's not included in the motion.
No, that's not right. No.
It wouldn't be included.
I didn't think my other property went up, but so.
Well, I mean, just if it did.
If it did, that's fine.
I mean, this is just.
Anyway.
I think this is just for everybody who, I mean, whether they went up or not,
right.
You know, I hardly had, you know, I did have an increase, but very little, but it just making everybody be treated on the board the same as every other taxpayer,
yep.
I think, is the whole idea of whether.
Are you saying now, all right, we have to vote on this? I'll vote aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
Abstain.
Okay. 2-0-2. Now.
So I move that any that property of Danny Strahan, that any assessments affected by the vote of the summer BOE, that it be treated the same as any other taxpayer.
Second.
And the motion applies.
Second.
Aye.
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 Abstain.
I thought you'd vote against yours.
Mm-hmm. I might as well, but I think this time.
we haven't taken care of you yet.
And Strahan.
Okay,
I mean, Strophus.
Caution.
Strophus, yeah.
Yeah. So I move that any property by James or by Jim Strophus be under the same consideration as any other taxpayer.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Abstain.
And now I'll do this for you. Any property but Dave Oliphant be given the same status on increases for 2009.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
Abstain.
Give you girls plenty to write about, didn't we? I'm glad you thought of it.
Well, I just didn't know. If that had been the other way, I would have accepted it.
But it's not fair.
Nothing fair about it.
I'd like to ask a question at the last meeting. You said to hold off on shredding all of those copies from the summer BOE that each of you have in our office. And you said to hold off for a month. The month has passed now. Is it okay to go ahead and shred all that, or does anybody still want that?
You will have copies.
Have originals of everything.
Okay.
In the clerk's office,
okay.
Of course. So I'm just talking about your copies that you would have had.
I'm okay for you to shred it. I think I've still got mine in my office, frankly. But
okay.
I think you took mine.
Yeah, here. Yeah. Of course, it would include, you know, if you wrote notes and stuff like that. I mean, all that would get shredded. Or unless you, if you.
But you got a copy.
Of those. We have all the original.
Okay.
No.
You're
getting
ready to print the final BOE textbook, which will be, what do you figure, 800 pages. About 800 pages. That's front to back of everything. It was 7,000 pages until we changed the format. It's a lot.
Yeah, I think, I mean, as long as you got originals, I mean, our personal notes, I don't know.
I can pull out your original notes, Dave, if you'd like.
Well, I mean, they're on every page in there. I made notes on something. I mean, I'd have to save the whole thing.
Not really, because
and
you didn't make them.
No, I tell you, I've kept
voted on the agendas.
Yeah.
I can pull your agendas if you'd like.
Dave, I tell you, and for you've not been on here as long as I have, but I kept my first 3 years, and I have went back through those in time, just checking on different things, and to see why.
And it's in that binder,
and it's not really anything if you lay it aside.
Well, based on what she said, I wasn't thinking about that. Yeah, if you want to pull out anything where I made the notes on, mainly on the agendas, because I made notes on there as to why we did those and everything.
But you do keep one copy as a permanent record.
We have to keep one.
We have the original.
But not of ours where we made notes.
Well, this was a case,
Yeah, that wouldn't be quite.
I called Cindy on one. I wanted to know the voting ordeal because I'd had a call making a complaint that one of our members had had a lot of money in their political campaign against somebody who was in. I went in and checked it, found no evidence whatsoever that person had influenced in any way the property there, and just dropped it completely. That's where I want to leave it dropped.
Well, everything is on audio.
And that would be in the minutes.
It, and it's also recorded on the internet, so you can go and check it there.
And you got those dates too, don't you?
We have all the dates, plus everything, every motion that's made is in our computer system, so we can pull it up for you at any time, and then it will be printed in a permanent book.
Well, you know, every time we approve these, there is no way in God's green earth that we can go back and be absolutely sure that there was not a one-digit error in one of the things that's typed. We've got to go on faith that your office has done it properly, and I think that's 99.9, if not 100%. Okay, and I don't mind doing it. But in a sense, such things as the approval is just to meet the legal requirements, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, we're working on going paperless next year. Not entirely paperless. We'll have something very similar to what Cindy's got here, to where you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 on a page. And you can keep that. It'll actually be even smaller than this, because it's just going to have the individual's name, the property, and what the assessed valuation is. And you'll be able to keep your notes on that. We haven't decided if we're going to put it on the computer or give you a paper. Everything else will be on the screen, or we'll have it, because we're going to go paperless. We
give us all a laptop with that on there?
We can put it on laptops, and that's what we're thinking about doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because most of our manpower was spent making copies. Not most of it, because we spent hours in here, of course. That we made copies of everything for 7 people. And then we had to pull all of that. That took a lot of work, and then we had to keep it, retain it, organize it, and do it all again for the next meeting. So we're going to set up next year for paperless, so that way you'll actually see your motions if you write them down on your sheet.
By the way, that reminds me, I want to commend you and Cindy and your office staff. That monumental amount of work that you did and the way it was organized this summer was beautiful.
We
appreciate it.
Hey, hey.
Well, thank you very much.
Is there anything else to come before this meeting?
Well, we do have 2 sets of summer BOE minutes that did not get approved. That would be 7:30 and 7:31.
The last 2 days of the meetings were never presented.
Do we have copies of them now?
This is those 2 days right here.
Oh.
So, I mean, it's thick.
Tell us what you want us to do. I mean, if you want us...
I move they be approved. We've gone through stacks of those, and they've all been right before. Do any of you want to sit down and read all those before we...
They should match the recorded audio portion.
They would definitely match.
Now, before I second that, if a mistake came up later that these minutes are had something that was incorrect when it was compared to the video or the audio, does the minutes be the official thing or?
Oh, no. If you have find something in the audio, again, you have the power of going and saying, no, this is what the audio said. I make a motion to correct those minutes to this.
So if there is a mistake, it can be corrected later.
Right, and if we made the mistake in the textbook, which actually this is from the textbook. This is actual printout of our program, of the textbook. If we made a mistake on that person's property, we can make that change right there and then. Okay. We're not perfect, but... We try to.
Okay. Based on that, I second the motion.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you.
B you abstain once more time on which you're after.
I'll vote aye on that because we have the recording.
Yeah.
Next.
Really, that's it this time.
Is this the end for the month of August?
Second Thursday of October.
Of September.
Yeah.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
So ordered.
Need a little recess, just 2 minutes or so here. Is Susie gonna come do something?
You got something for us?
No.
Okay.
I thought James here was on the recording class today to do his condo.